good play by Australia. Duke finds McGree. Now it's Lecky. It's Lecky. Still Lecky!
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Better World Cup bowl call. Messi!
Messi!
Lecky! Which is better?
I mean, Messi, the original. They both got the same idea, though. Maybe I don't watch a lot of soccer. Maybe that just happens all the time. You just enunciate the last syllable of the person's name. Barkley!
I'm going to tell you, I watch a pretty decent amount of soccer when, like, football season's not happening, and I don't think that's true.
Oh, okay. It's unique to the World Cup. Unique to Qatar, you know?
Okay, we've got markets here, Ken.
We sure do, because I just saw what popped on the screen. Congratulations to Argentina for advancing to the next round, right? Yeah.
Just want to remind everybody, Eric Eager coming up next hour talking NFL, our NFL playoff simulation of what the matchups would be right now in Wildcard Weekend, Power Hour, final hour of the show, all our bets for tonight and for the World Cup tomorrow. But with the results in tow now, Group C and Group D have been finalized. France winning Group D, and the second place team in Group D, Australia, like in a remarkable fashion that Denmark doesn't advance. And Tunisia, actually, I would have thought Australia would come in last in the group. Australia qualify. The second place team, Argentina, win Group C, beating Poland 2-0 earlier today on Wednesday. And Poland surviving basically the end of the Mexico-Saudi Arabia game. Poland advancing on,
just on goal differential.
The same number. On goal differential. They had 4 points also, correct. I was trying to think of, like, did they actually add more points?
Right, we went back to the final goal. No. We went back to, like, the original tiebreakers, the ones that aren't just like, what hand am I holding? Like, what number am I holding behind my back right now? or like rock, paper, scissors, go. Be like, scissors. It's like, scissors. And Poland is out of the World Cup. It's rock.
Or it's like, how much money will you bribe FIFA? And then you're going to the knockout stage.
Yeah, paper actually, would be the correct answer there.
Actually, right. The tiebreaker is, since they have so many, like, the ties can't be broken, Qatar goes through and is now in the final.
Oh, twist.
That was the ninth, would be Qatar goes through. Mm-hmm. So France and Poland now on the same side as England and Senegal of that quarter. And then the United States and Netherlands on the other side, and just below them, Argentina and Australia. So the markets can arrive at our show sponsor, BetMGM. We'll start with Argentina, Australia, because it's funny.
Yeah.
Argentina, this is to win in the 90. We'll give you like the qualify markets in a bit. Argentina minus 550. I'm actually surprised. Like, I guess that number is about for the 90 minutes. Minus 550 to win in the 90. Draw plus 600, which would send it to extra time. Australia plus 1550 to win in the 90.
In a 90-minute soccer match. In a 90-minute, like round of 16 elimination match. Not some, like, friendly where nobody cares.
Total is 2.5, juiced towards the over. Minus 150 right. towards
what's
the
what's
over.
What's Argentina's team total? 2.5 also? Right.
Yeah, probably. France and Poland. France minus 350 to win in the 90. The draw is plus 450. Poland's, honestly, I'm going to have a little bit on Poland 10-1, just because I feel like with Lewandowski there and, like, France have not been, you know, like, lose to Tunisia today, bounced early out of the Euros. France, I think, is very likely to win, just that I think I might bet a little Poland 10-1, just to bet it. Total in the game is 2.5, juiced minus 135 towards the over. I can get the advance. So Argentina is minus 2,000 to advance.
Yep.
Australia plus 800, and the two advance for France and Poland. This will take me 1 second.
It's in our chat. I'm just navigating. Minus 1,000 for France. And plus 525 for Poland. So Argentina, both big favorites. So the takeaways there, right? If you're trying to be like, what do all those numbers mean? Both very big favorites to advance. Argentina and even, I mean, a market that is as close. I mean, I don't even know what the implied probability is. I'd have to like run 550 real quick. I mean, 90%, 95% to advance. Some of the, actually like 90% probably to advance. And France less than that, but both the market is at least. Now, I don't have a strong opinion. I guess they're both likely to advance too. The market's just telling you these two teams are really likely to advance. Argentina, almost like a certainty to advance according to the betting market. Now, people who watch the World Cup might disagree. I'm just saying that's what the betting market is implying here.
Any like early thoughts on how you'd look to bet these games, if anything at all, with obviously two big favorites, Argentina against Australia and France against Poland?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's tough for me to have a strong betting take on Argentina, Australia, right? Like, as it's a projected railroading, and I could see the match playing out the same way. Now, maybe the way to play it, like, if you try to be contrarian, okay, like, yeah, you could bet plus 1550 in the 90, and Argentina could play and have four goals disallowed like that against Saudi Arabia, and they could lose barely, but maybe it's...
Contrarian is under, right? Like, contrarian play there is the under. Like, Argentina has a million chances and doesn't score.
Although, to be fair, how many goals has Australia scored in the tournament? In two matches, they've scored.
Two?
Right?
How many, like, well, they beat... No, they beat Denmark 2-1, right?
Or 2-1, yeah.
They beat Denmark 1-0. They scored... And they beat
Tunisia. They've been a little feistier offensively. Yeah, so they've been pretty feisty offensively. Maybe the play, like, I'm going to be honest, if this is the market, I'd be curious what the team totals come out of. I mean, Australia's got to be a half. There's just no way it's not a half, right? So maybe the play is just both teams to score or Australia over a half. Like, maybe they can get one because their offense has actually been really good in the tournament. And I don't think Argentina's, like, impenetrable or anything, having watched these matches. I don't think that's what's happening at all. Their offense is really good. They possess the ball a lot. But I don't think they're, like, I don't think you can't score on Argentina. So maybe, like, if you do think that's, okay, cool, like, Argentina's very likely to win. I don't want to bet on Australia. But maybe, like, Australia gets a goal in the match. Like, I could see that happening. Let's put it that way. Argentina 3-1, Argentina 4-1, Argentina maybe 2-1, maybe a little nervy, but, like, that seems more what it's like, as opposed to that they're just going to, like, I mean, yeah, it could be scoreless through 90, but it's going to require, I mean, some crazy types of results in order to happen. So, I mean, I don't see a ton there. What about you on Argentina? And then we could do France.
Well, Argentina, both teams to score is plus 170. In the game. So plus 170 for both teams to score. That's the betting market saying, like, that Australia's not going to score.
Australia's not going to score. Right.
Argentina to win to nil is minus 175.
I don't like that. So, I think Australia could get one. And imagine, what if Argentina's up 3-0 in the match? Australia can get one. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Like, it just, the game becomes a fake game for the last 15 minutes to a certain extent, too.
Honestly, I think it's a game that, like, I am not going to have money on, probably.
I definitely don't feel very confident for sure on, like, what's happening. There's no question. If I had to bet the match, maybe Australia to get one, maybe both teams to score, like, price both of those, like, feel very confident Argentina's going to get one. So if both teams to score is much better than over a half for Australia, I would just bet that instead, probably. That's probably it. And it's just, like, it's just worth, like, just drawing a giant circle around this match again for a specific reason. You can't, like, overstate how beneficial this draw is for Argentina. Like, it's insane. Like, they lost their opening match and everybody else, all the other contenders won, right? Every important country in terms of, like, likelihood to win the World Cup won their opening match. Brazil won, Spain won, England won, France won. All these teams won their opening match. And it's like, oh my God, what happened to Argentina? And now they get by far the best draw. Because, like, I want the U.S. to advance. I want them to win the World Cup. That'd be awesome. They're probably going to lose to the Netherlands. And as a quarterfinal opponent, the Netherlands is not particularly strong. As a quarterfinal opponent. Like, in the opposite quarter, which we're about to talk about, France is going to play England. I think Argentina would pick Netherlands over either of those teams in terms of picking an opponent between the three countries. So it's just really interesting how you go from... When was the Saudi Arabia match? It was the day we what was it? Basically, eight days ago.
Yep.
8 days ago, oh my God, the sky is falling. They lost to Saudi Arabia. 8 days later, are they the favorite now just because of path to win the World Cup, basically? Brazil's a better team. Brazil's going to have Spain in their quarter.
And by the way, like, they're going to end Uruguay. Up on the same side of the bracket.
Right. Yeah. Brazil, so Brazil and Argentina on the same side. That's a very good point, too, just for people who are projecting this. Those two teams are now going to be on the same side. They would play in the semifinals. If Brazil gets past Spain, their likely quarterfinal opponent, who's been very good in the tournament, Brazil is the favorite. But, man, you're going to have to go Uruguay, Spain, Argentina just to get to the final. And they have to play the final. Like, those three, I know Brazil's, and Neymar may not play in any of the matches. I don't know how you can bet Brazil to win the tournament at all right now, and I think I'd be looking at anybody else. I might bet some no on Brazil, honestly. I think I saw minus 300 on that in a market the other day. Maybe minus 280, something like that.
We'll do more on this in the Power Hour, because like next hour is like a full National Football League hour on the show. So I think we're kind of like in lockstep here, and we can talk more about like the ramifications of all this coming up in the Power Hour, like sure. if there are any futures bets we want to place, etc. So I think we both think Argentina is going to beat Australia. I at this point right now, I don't think I'm going to have a bet on the game. Ken's telling you maybe both teams to score. That's plus 170 right now if people are interested in that at BetMGM. Ken is not telling you he's going to bet that, but that's maybe his thought, as Australia might be able to get one against Argentina. Yeah. So like that game to me is not really interesting. It might be the best team remaining against like the worst team that's going to make the knockout rounds. So it's like obviously Argentina is a huge favorite, extremely likely to win. The France-Poland match is extremely interesting to me. I am not going to make the case that like Poland should not be a huge underdog and that France should not be a huge favorite, because of course they should. And if like it opened and France was not a huge favorite, they would get bet to the point where they were a huge favorite. So like it's fine, right? It's right. I'm thinking here, France wins the World Cup in 2018. They bow out early in the Euros, lose to Switzerland, and I can't hold the lead in that game, and lose today to Tunisia. Now, I understand Mbappe and Griezmann don't start the game. They come on in the second half. They get a billion chances. They still lose to Tunisia. Like, they lost to Tunisia today, and they wanted to win. Like when Deschamps put on Mbappe, like Mbappe's coming on, they're trying to win that game, or they're trying to at the very least to draw. Like they don't want to lose that game. They lost today to Tunisia. Lewandowski has moments of brilliance in him. I'm not telling you that like Poland's definitely going to win. Justin, at these prices, I'm probably going to like put half a unit down on Poland to win in the 90 and Poland to advance.
Yeah,
there you have it.
Never France.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Never in this market. Never France. Could not bet the match. That's okay. Of course, not betting anything is always okay. But I never France at these prices. Never, ever, ever. Like the rubber's going to meet the road here in some big matches. They're going to play England up next, and they don't have the spine of the team from 4 years ago, and they lost early in the year. I'm totally with you on this. I don't know if I'll bet Poland. I would never bet France at these prices.
Yeah, I'm going to end up betting Poland. Wow, it's exciting.
Chesney to show up big again in that match, maybe would be great.
He's awesome, Wojciech Chesney, yeah. The keeper for Poland. 2 hours down, two more to go. We'll get back to the World Cup and the Power Hour, NFL Hour coming up next. We started with Eric Eager.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.